I've been in the Malawi Police Service for over 20 years. And over the years, I've seen crime decreasing as well as crime increasing as well as decreasing. This has been a trend since I joined the Malawi Police Service. But definitely, let me say, 2 months ago, I can admit there was some sort of increase in violent crime. When I say violent crime, I mean cases like murder and armed robbery. But we street guys and increase the police presence and intensify our investigations. So right now, as I'm speaking to you, the crime has gone down. This is because we have managed to arrest dangerous criminals. We have even confiscated some firearms which these robbers were using. And again, we have, as I have already said, we have intensified investigations as well as patrols. So, yeah, the crime has gone down.
Some people blame the recent president's directive of shoot to kill to do away with shoot to kill, and that has emboldened some of these alleged criminals to step up their activities. Is that what you see on the ground in Lilongwe and other parts of the country?
Probably you are just, maybe you have just been told. Let me tell you the truth. There is what we call Police Act. Police Act, Section 44. It empowers police officers to use firearms. And again, on the same section, it outlines how this firearm can be used. Now, nobody cannot just come up and say, start shooting criminals. We cannot take him seriously. Or let me say that this thing was said some time back, and it was pronounced at his political freedom. But the section is still there. Every police officer who is a trained police officer is aware of this section and knows how to use firearm. And we still, and nobody has come forward to tell us how to use the firearm. But probably it has just been said, it has been emphasized that we have to follow the law. The law which includes the use of firearms. So if anyone is saying that because of maybe the removal of shoot to kill, that's why there is the crime. No, that is not true. Maybe some people are just saying that maybe to damage the reputation of probably the police or the government. But we are not complaining because we are following the law. The law says use firearms, and it outlines how this firearm can be used.
Some of the Malawians are saying that when late President Binguwa Mutharika issued that directive, crime rate or violent crime reduced sharply. And after this new president came back and did away with the, gave another directive, violent crime has increased, and that is what they are expressing concern about. How do you assure such people?
Yeah, definitely. The police is doing everything to protect the citizens. I've already said that we know, every police officer is aware of the Act, Police Act, Section 44, how to use the firearm. In this case, nobody can come forward and instruct us to shoot criminals. No, because we know the law. How can we be taught how to use the firearm, and yet we know? And I have already said that nobody has come forward to say use, we have removed the shoot to kill, because we know the law. Let me tell you one thing. If you are a Christian, there are, on Exodus 20, there are 10 commandments of God. Christians are aware of these 10. In this case, nobody can not come forward and tell the same Christians that do not follow commandment number 3. They, Christians cannot take that particular person seriously. What am I trying to say? I'm saying, as police officers, we know how to use firearms. Whether this was said that we should, whether it was the so-called shoot to kill was pronounced But the police officers were aware that we should use firearms according to how the law says. And again, nobody in the current government, nobody has commanded or instructed that we should not do ABCD. But in other words, it's just an emphasis that we should be professional, follow the law.
Now, last,
the law that we know.
Now, last but not the least, what would be your message to Malawians who are expressing concern about the increase of violent crimes in the country?
We are saying we have put security measures in place and we have come full throttle to protect the citizens at all costs. We have we sat down, strategized. At the moment, as I have already said, that we have managed to arrest several dangerous suspects who are terrorizing some parts of the country. And we will continue. We have also managed to investigate the cases, especially robbery cases that were happened in the past. We are happy that most of the people, you know, we depend much on the people, on the public, because these are the people that inform us about criminals and crimes. So they are coming forward to tell us the suspects. That is why for us it's easy. We are arresting such suspects because of the assistance from members of the public.